Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. And then the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's the number three on that one. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, outstanding Wall Street analyst, author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. Leo, thanks again for being here. Leo always gives us a great report, folks, and analysis on how things are going in the macro, the more of the macro world outside of Main Street. But he helps us convert it into Main Street things we can use, Main Street understanding and perspectives we can use. Leo, you gave us a really good tour of some in the previous segment of how you're concerned that we might be entering a bear environment. You're seeing a lot of indicators that are tweaking, if not moving, in that direction, that could come together. Are you thinking that there could be like one you know event, I'm not going to say a black swan, because that could cause a lot of different things, but just one thing that could happen that could trigger things, like a scandal or maybe a military situation. What do you think? Are we in a tentative condition right now? Tenuous?
I think we're in a tentative condition. If there were a surprising event or that would shock many people, I think it would be, say, a decline in U.S. corporate earnings. Or further escalation of the trade war situation, which frankly it looks as if that's the long-run trend, that there's going to be further escalation. But to me, Jim, I think it's this linkage of a whole set of factors that are gradually going to undermine confidence in economic growth. You're seeing it from the political side as well. You know, if we were thinking about the world from the political standpoint, where there's all this, volatility and hostility and divisiveness, that, because politics and economics usually are not entirely separated for all that long, that could be the shocking event, that something comes from that area. And one could argue that there's already been a shocking event, which is the U.S. tax reform, which has increased the U.S. deficit dramatically. And people become complacent about, say, even consumer debt in the United States, where we're at record arithmetic levels compared even to 2008.
I see that I'm a very strong, vociferous, outspoken, adamant, aggressive, all the words you want to use, opponent of the tax bill. And I see it as found money for corporate America, who already was flush with cash. I see it as making small businesses less competitive. It's not a good law for small business at all. When you, all things considered, on balance, it's negative in my opinion for small business, but the same, that law, though, giving corporate America all that cash, gives them more opportunity to consolidate and to, as you were saying earlier, to do some of the things that could be excessive. And, I'm concerned about that law too.
Yeah, we share the view, and there has already been a reaction, further populism on the left and the right. And if there's awareness of what this debt means for the long run and, future generations, what will that do to overall confidence? You know, without trying to be, you know, too dogmatic, you know, the media and many others, you know, keep saying, hey, things are really great, really great. And things can be great. We both know if you borrow a lot of money, things can be wonderful for a while. Right. But what happens when it becomes difficult to borrow?
Let me ask you a question about that. So when in 2008 to 2018, small businesses deleveraged and got out of debt and improved their balance sheets. That's one of the reasons the companies that survived, one of the silver linings of that crisis was that the small business sector became stronger financially than probably they've ever been. Our cash flow is better, our balance sheets are better, and we're going to be able to withstand the next downturn a lot better than we were. Have corporate America been doing that, or have they been profligating there with all the cash that they've had and all the access to debt? When they get all this cash from the tax bill, are they going to pay down their debt? Or are they going to continue to leverage? What do you think?
I think they'll pay down their debt, at least to the extent, you know, the better run companies will do that. But however, what's shifted here is the leverage has moved from, say, small businesses and maybe some of the larger corporations into the leverage of we the people, the United
right, the
States
government.
On a national
yep.
basis.
Mm-hmm.
And with tax reform, if one looks at some of the statistics and detail, you know, foreigners increasingly have been buying less and less of our national debt, and the Fed,
right.
as you know, is not engaged in quantitative easing anymore. So
right.
who's going to buy this mountain of debt that's coming?
And who's going to pay it when the interest rates continue to rise? The book is called Words on the Street by Leo Haviland. He and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about the trade wars after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.